C.E. Montague,
An Introduction.
Charles Edward Montague was born in London on New Year's Day, 1867, and educated at the City of London School and then Balliol College, Oxford. At university, Montague, a keen writer, wrote several literary reviews for the Manchester Guardian and was then invited for a month's trial and, after impressing, to work there. Montague and the editor, C.P. Scott, shared the same political views, and between them they turned the Manchester Guardian into a vibrant and campaigning newspaper. They were for Irish Home Rule and against both the Boer War and the First World War. After the war had begun, Montague believed that it was important to give full and unequivocal support to the British government. Despite his age, 47, he was determined to serve. Montague was soon promoted to the rank of second lieutenant, and with it a transfer to military intelligence. The war also brought about a crisis in his faith, and it was suitably resolved by Montague, temporarily putting it to one side and carrying on with the fighting. In November 1918, the war was over, and Montague could now return home to his wife and family, and also to the Manchester Guardian, where he would continue to work until retirement in 1925. For Montague, the war had been corrosive, but it had given him much to write about, both for the paper and also for his books, which he now hoped to spend more time on. Among those to flow from his pen are the novels A Hind Let Loose and Rough Justice, as well as collections of short stories, other essays, and a travel book. He finally retired in 1925 and settled down to become a full-time writer in the last years of his life. Charles Edward Montague died in Manchester on the 28th of May, 1928, at the age of 61.
Two or Three Witnesses by C.E. Montague. 1. Thanks to our spirited press, the eyes and the ears of the English nation are everywhere. Still, there may be, at any one time, more of these organs on one patch of ground than another. In all Connaught, there were, at the time I am telling of, only four pairs of each. They were set in the heads of four London journalists, now taking their ease in their inn at the small town of Callow, after the labours of the day. These labours had ended at six. They had had to. The travelling assistant press censor from Dublin had ordered it so. Devil a word, he had said, would he take for the wire a moment later than six.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?